Paramahansa Brihadi Gacharya Sridhara Sarasi Srimadi Sivayam Vesti Sri Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Brihadi Gacharya Sridhara Sarasi Srimadi Sivayam Vesti Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se gao Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopadam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Shri Namrutam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai. Shri Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Ganga Maya Ki Jai. Jamunamaya ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Harinama Sankirtan ki jai, Shri Shri Brihat Mridanga ki jai, Transcendental Prasadam Distribution ki jai, Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Manam Mahana ki jai, Shri Shri Nuhasana Buddhadama ki jai, Shama Veda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. The translation to this song, Pranardam Das Thakur, is like this. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who is filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Srup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and my Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose separation he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Lakshman, could you get my glasses? I forgot him. Okay, so today's the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur, and I'm going to read a few things about him. First, a paragraph about Prabhupada. You don't want to forget about Prabhupada. This is in chapter 2 of Let There Be a Temple. Prabhupada's biography by His Holiness Satsrupa Das Goswami. Brahmananda Swami found that Prabhupada was mostly absorbed in his Bombay project. The only reason I've come, Srila Prabhupada told Brahmananda Swami, is to get you for this. Once he asked Brahmananda Swami, which is the most important city in India? Calcutta, Brahmananda replied. Calcutta? Prabhupada looked at him oddly. Don't you know Bombay is number one? Delhi is number two, and Calcutta is number three. Prabhupada encouraged Brahmananda Swami to return with him and take charge of the Bombay project. Bombay project, he said, would be unique within ISKCON, incorporating the religious with the cultural, in a gorgeous temple, international hotel, theater, and diorama exhibition. Seeing Prabhupada's strong desire, Brahmananda Maharaj agreed to somehow relinquish his Nairobi responsibilities to others, and help in Bombay. In yet another way, Prabhupada's visit to Nairobi connected with his Bombay project. When Brahmananda Swami and Chavana showed Prabhupada the Nairobi Hilton, a modern building with twin round towers, Prabhupada liked the design and wanted to give it to his architect for the Bombay Hotel and Temple. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that proved to be a vision that became a reality. It's a place where most tourists, when they arrive, are told about it. And because it's near to the airport, many come there and go on tours. And actually, in the whole city of what's now called Mumbai, there's very little to do and there's very little to see. The main attraction is the Elephanta Caves, in which you go out in an old, sort of broken down boat off the Gate of India at the tip of Nariman Point over a very dirty, garbage-infested waters, and for about 45 minutes, you take this boat ride into the Elephanta Caves, which are also kind of unclean and not very well kept. And the tourists aren't very well versed in what's going on. And that's about all there is to see. But when you go into the temple at Juhu, the Hare Krishna temple, it's very, very white, resplendent, glittering marble. It's clean, at least by comparison. And it's the place that people go when they go to Mumbai. People know about it. People find out. It's actually one of the most beautiful places in the whole city. Thank you. So that was Prabhupada's vision. And it has two round towers, like you saw in the Nairobi Hilton. So before we hear a little about Haridas Thakur, Namacharya of the Holy Name, would like to ask everyone to say anything you might know about him, or just anything you might have thought about him, or anything the name Haridas Thakur conjures in your mind. Anything at all, no matter how trivial or insignificant that way. Yes? You were first yesterday. You're setting a standard for all the ladies. He was whipped in the marketplaces. Yes, that's a very famous pastime. Haridas Thakur. We'll probably talk about it today. He showed great tolerance. Anything else? What? Namacharya of the Holy Name, right. He's the incarnation of the Acharya of the Holy Name. He's incarnation of Lord Brahma. Born in a Muslim family, right. So you don't have to you don't have to be a Hindu to be born in a Muslim family. Yes. How many? 492. 4 lakhs. Anything else? Someone else? Subham?
He thought that his example of the water of Krishna and surrenders to me, he doesn't, for acquiring knowledge, he doesn't go anywhere else, just surrendering to me. And Lord Chaitanya, Harinam Chaitanya, he asked him, Haridas, can you explain the offenses in the detours? And
he established that in Kali Yuga you could attain perfection of all the other methods of realization just by chanting. Jnana, yoga, karma. Was it? Yes. He was too humble. This is Rasabhira's contribution, to go inside the temple thinking he's of a low birth. So he just observed the chakra on top of the temple and was told by Lord Chaitanya that that was the same as seeing the deities, right? Very nice. Okay, just go in turn. Lord Chaitanya brought him prasadam from the Jagannath temple, personally.
Every day.
Very good. Yuri?
Even though he was born a Muslim, I think he really paved the path for non-Muslim people to see that Muslims can't accept Krishna as a personality.
Yeah. He proved that birth is not the qualification for someone becoming Brahman or greater, Vaishnava. Anyone who hasn't spoken? Okay, I'll start reading because this is from Mahanidhi Maharaj's book, Samadhis. And anyway, as Prahlad Maharaj appeared in a family of demons, And Hanuman appeared as a monkey. Sri Haridas Thakur appeared amongst the lower caste. Haridas had a handsome form with all aristocratic features. Highly intellectual, he won all debates in Sanskrit and philosophy. Yet, he never lost his temper. In his youth, he became famous for his extreme devotion and asceticism. Though born in a Muslim family, when he became a Vaishnava, even Brahmins would eagerly smear their bodies with the dust of his feet. So, anyone who accuses Krishna consciousness of adhering to the aged, or what Prabhupada calls vitiated caste system, can meditate on this and explain how everyone has more than equal opportunity. The Supreme Lord Anantadeva himself praises Haridas Thakur. Quote, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always desired to associate with such devotees as Haridas, and the demigods desire to touch the transcendental body of Haridas. Simply by saying his name, Haridas, one will be promoted to Krishna's abode. That's from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Navadvipa was full of gross materialists and Kali worshippers, guided by Smartana Brahmins before Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement. The Smartas forbid loud chanting by any Vaishnava on the plea that, quote, it might awaken Lord Vishnu, who would become angry and curse Navadvipa with famine. But it was Haridas's habit to loudly chant Hare Krishna while wandering along the Ganges bank. Every day, before taking his one and only meal, he would finish 192 rounds. How many holy names is that? 3 lakhs, 300,000 holy names of Krishna. One time, a rascal Brahmin challenged Haridas Thakur. The Brahmin said that the proper method is to chant Hare Krishna silently within one's mind. Quoting the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam and Naradiya Purana, Haridas conclusively proved that loud chanting of Krishna's names gives 100 times more result than silent chanting. Yannama grana kilan srujanat manam eva cha sadhya punati. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting, as well as himself. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 34th Chapter, 17th Verse. Haridas concluded with, which is better, to feed yourself or to feed yourself and simultaneously feed 1,000 others? This is quote. Some people mistakenly think, since Haridas Thakur always chanted Hare Krishna, he wasn't relishing the mellows of Radha Madhava's pastimes. Krishna's name is a wish-fulfilling gem, Nama Chintamani, and the very embodiment of rasa, rasa vigraha. So, by purely chanting the holy names, Haridas Thakur definitely tasted the transcendental mellows of loving devotion to Radha Madhava. Haridas Thakur, the connoisseur of the holy name, taught everyone how to enter the rasa shastras through the door of Mahaprabhu's mercy, received by purely and constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Feeling threatened by Haridas Thakur's conversion to Vaishnavism, the Muslim ruler arrested him. To enlighten the Qazi, Haridas said, all living entities in creation are inspired by the Lord in the heart to act in different ways. People of different religions praise the Lord's holy names and qualities according to the view of their scriptures. The Supreme Lord accepts everyone's mood. If anyone shows malice towards another's religion, he actually shows malice toward the Lord himself, who is worshipped by that religion. Since God is one, that person becomes envious of the same Supreme Lord that he himself is worshipping. That's a quote from Haridas Thakur. There's no reference, but I suppose we'll find it one of these days. The governor grasped these words, but the Qazi, the local ruler, insisted that Haridas make a choice, either give up your belief or die. Haridas replied firmly, if my body is hacked to pieces, and even if I am killed, still I will keep chanting Hare Krishna. The infuriated Qazi ordered Haridas Thakur publicly whipped to death. He was brutally beaten, dragged through how many markets? 22. And thrown in the Ganges. Absorbed in remembering Lord Hari, he miraculously survived by God's grace. The Qazi, the Brahmins, and his rivals ran to Haridas. Now, he doesn't tell here, but this is a very interesting story, that he feigned death. He acted like he was dead and drowned. And he did this because he was so compassionate upon his tormentors. They told him that if we can't kill you, which they couldn't do, they were beating and beating him. Some accounts said they were using canes instead of whips. Some say they were using canes. When they cane people, they still do it in some countries. It's not just like a cane, like a walking stick. It's a piece of, it's a trunk of a sugar cane stalk. And sometimes they're 2 inches wide and soaked in water the night before. And when they cane people in some places like Singapore or Middle East, I think, you know, they just have them bend over and swack them on the backside. But sometimes it's so painful that people go unconscious just from one time. So they were beating him and beating him in 22 different places, 22 different sections of town, but he wouldn't die. So they said that if we return back to the Qazi and tell him that you didn't die, then we will be killed. So at that point he realized that he had to pretend that he was dead so that they wouldn't be killed. And that's when he feigned suicide, and when he went into the water, he was still alive, but everyone took him for dead. He said that he would act as if dead. Marvelously, he survived. The Qazi, the Brahmins, and the rivals ran to Haridas. They gave Haridas Thakur an enthusiastic welcome and begged forgiveness for their offenses. He forgave them and blessed them with devotion. Haridas thought the ordeal was fit punishment for his having heard Vaishnava blasphemy from the mouth of the Qazi. Prema Vilas says, Haridas took Diksha from Advaitacharya. Haridas exerted immense influence from the start of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Teaming up with Lord Nityananda, he spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal. When Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave him a room in the garden next to his. Every day, the Lord sent prasadam to Haridas. They also met regularly to discuss Krishna Katha. Well, seeing Lord Chaitanya's lotus face, holding his feet upon his chest and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas left the world. Lord Chaitanya personally carried the body of Haridas to the sea and with his own hands buried him in the sand. Then Mahaprabhu begged alms for a festival to honor Haridas Thakur's departure. Lord Chaitanya paid tribute to his pure devotee. Let us all sing the glories of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was the crest jewel of the world. By his death, the earth has lost its treasure. Out of his great mercy, Krishna had given me his association, and now he has taken him away. When Haridas himself wished to leave the world, I could not hold him back. Just like Bhishmadev, Haridas gave up his life at his own will. That's from Prabhupada's Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Shalila, 11th chapter, 93 through 98 verses. The Samadhi of Haridas Thakur is located by the sea in Jagannath Puri. Sri Harinam Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So we'll read a little about the passing of Haridas Thakur. That place where he used to view the chakra from the temple is still very much a sacred holy place, part of the famous parikram one takes in Puri, in Jagannath Puri. And the tree that he used to sit under, the Siddha Bakul tree, is also still there. A very famous tree. There's some stories about that tree as well. There's an inscription on the wall in this little temple. Now so many other buildings have gone up that you can't see the chakra of the Jagannath temple. But one of the well-known stories about that tree is that the king's men in Puri were, as they sometimes do even today, they've run out of wood. They can't find wood anywhere in Jagannath Puri to make the Jagannath cars because they're not very ecologically minded. They just cut down all the trees in the nearby area, so they have to get them from very far away. But anyway, back in Haridas Thakur's time, 500 years ago, they were looking for wood and they came to this tree where Haridas was sitting under and chanting. And they decided this was a perfect tree. A Bakul tree is a very, very large tree. It grows very large, and like these trees out here. Big, and then it spreads out and creates a lot of shade because it has very luxuriant growth, leaves, foliage. So they thought this is very suitable to get wood from. But they didn't realize that this is not an ordinary buckle tree. This was a siddha buckle tree. It possessed high consciousness. So it became aware that they were going to cut it to pieces. And in the night, so they came, they planned to come back the following day to take the wood and cut the tree down. In the night, this tree hollowed itself out and became just a shell, so the story goes. And when the king's men came to take the wood, they found only a shell, only bark of the tree, and not any wood that they could use. And you can still see this tree. It's a very interesting structure. Prabhupada says that all the trees in Vrindavan, of course, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, one of the holy pilgrimage places, these trees are all liberated. It's a very beautiful tree. And people worship this tree still. They come and put garlands on it. And it's all hollowed out. The trunks go, and there you can't tell which is a trunk. It goes in different directions, and it comes right into the temple. And you can see there's so many garlands hanging on it. It's very much worshipped and considered sacred. Siddha Bhakul tree. You been there? Want to add anything? Okay. So I'm going to read this. This is a fairly short pastime, but it's the passing of Haridas Thakur, appropriate to read on his disappearance day. This is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj with Prabhupada's translations and a few footnotes. This is chapter 11 from Antalila, the passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of the chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covering it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking bath in the sea, he personally begged prasadam of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasadam to the assembled devotees. This doesn't have the Bengali, so I'm just going to read that. Translations. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Charya. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Saurabh Damodar. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kasi Misha. He is the Lord of life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, talking like a madman, or madmen were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Srub Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam. How can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, took a little portion and ate it. Purport, Vaishnava Prabhupada. Mahaprasad is none different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Bhara Daya Maya, Kari Bhara Jiva Joy, Svaprasadana Vilavaya. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with maha prasad. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired for him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas,